Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 19th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is kibosh, spelled K-I-B-O-S-H. Kibosh is a noun that means something that serves as a check or stop. It is usually used in the phrase, put the kibosh on. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New Hampshire Sunday News by Kevin Landrigan. The state Senate last week put the kibosh on up to $60 million more in aid for school districts. The word kibosh attracted the attention of Charles Dickens, who used it in 1836 in an early sketch, and its origins are sketchy. Claims were once made that it was Yiddish, despite the absence of a plausible Yiddish source. Another hypothesis points to an Irish phrase literally meaning coif or cap of death, explained as headgear a judge put on when pronouncing a death sentence, or as a covering pulled over the face of a corpse when a coffin was closed. But evidence for any metaphorical use of this phrase in Irish is lacking, and kibosh is not recorded in English as spoken in Ireland until decades after Dickens's use. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.